Republican Gordon Smith is the winner in the Oregon Senate contest, according to the Associated Press. That gives Republicans two more seats than they held in the 104th Congress, a majority of 55-45. Smith's race against Democrat Tom Brugere couldn't be decided on Election Day because 500,000 absentee ballots needed to be counted. The Oregon Senate race was not the only one left up in the air on Tuesday. Several House contests are still undecided. Absentee ballots in California could determine two close races there, one between Democratic incumbent George Brown and Republican Linda Wild, the other between Republican Congressman Bob Dornan and Democrat Loretta Sanchez. Three Texas House races won't be decided until a runoff election is held on December 10th, and in Massachusetts, a recount is expected in the 6th District, where Democrat John Tierney leads Republican Representative Peter Torkelson by only 350 votes. But the closest House race of all was in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia. Freshman Republican John Fox, targeted by the AFL-CIO, ended up with just a 10-vote lead over his opponent, Joe Huffel. Neil Tickner of member station WHYY in Philadelphia reports.
Early this morning at a dim brick warehouse in suburban Philadelphia, teams of election and campaign officials came to do what they do every Friday after an election. It's a side of the process few citizens ever see. Usually it's little more than a formality. Today, it could make all the difference as they begin the meticulous process of tallying the official vote.
Okay, everybody, please raise your right hand and read along with me. I
say I will faithfully and correctly tabulate and record the vote as announced.
33 official tabulators are sworn in by the county's election chief. Their job is to check each electronic voting machine and each of the 10,000 paper absentee ballots to come up with an official vote total. In this heavily Republican district in Pennsylvania's Montgomery County, the preliminary margin between the incumbent Republican John Fox and his Democratic challenger is only 10 votes, one of the closest congressional elections ever. Still, Fox says he's optimistic his lead will hold.
I expect that the result after the official count will be something that mirrors the election night count and that we'll emerge victorious.
But Democrat Joe Huffel says it's common for the official tally to change by hundreds of votes, and that might be enough to send him to Washington.
There are always unintentional mistakes, honest mistakes made, and we will be looking at the results to make sure the arithmetic is right, to make sure the absentee ballots were counted properly. And I'm optimistic that the result at the end will favor me.
Until 4 years ago, so close an election in Republican territory like the 13th was unthinkable. But many residents in the district are moderate at a time when the Republican Party has moved to the right. And as Democrats from the city have moved into this suburban district, the balance of power has started to change. In 1992, Marjorie Margolies Mezvinsky won by less than half a percentage point, the first Democrat to win the seat since the Civil War. She lost to Fox 2 years later, but Democratic strategists in Washington and the AFL-CIO put a price on Fox's head, making him one of the most vulnerable of the House freshmen.
You will check all those numbers against a report that's on your table that was printed out through our computer system that read from the cartridge. Okay, you will check those numbers 100% to make sure they are accurate.
The first county election officials will make the decisions on whether a ballot should count, but the loser is likely to challenge the results in state court. Ultimately, though, if the court decision is contested, the U.S. House of Representatives could be called on to decide who will represent Pennsylvania's 13th congressional district. For National Public Radio, I'm Neil Tickner in Philadelphia.